we begin our afternoon Sabbath worship.
请唱诗六十五首。
Let's sing hymn 65.
Lasting portion, Lord and friend, O life to me. O along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. O along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee. Not for ease, for worldly pleasure, not for fame, what pleasure be. Gladly well I toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. Gladly well I toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee.
Lead me through the
veil of shadows, bear me all life's
heavenly.
Then the gate
of life eternal, may I
have the world with thee. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. May I enter, Lord, with thee.
啊，请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，这里描写人生好像一段征途或者旅途。
This hymn describes that our life is like a journey.
那里头有这个风浪，还有死因幽谷。
And there is the valley of the shadow of death as well as storms in this life.
所以我们要像门德所说的，就是说。很顺利的航行，那在主的带领下可以到彼岸去。
And so we need to do according to what this hymn is saying, according to the guidance of God, we will safely sail to the other shore.
那圣经更是主耶稣是带领我们。
In the Bible, especially, the Lord guides us.
他会分担我们的重担。
He will bear our burdens.
虽然我们会像诗篇所说的，有这种死亡的阴影，然后通过在黑暗的低谷。我们还是不怕遭害的。
Even though we may go through what the psalm describes as the shadow of the valley of death, but we will not fear.
我们仔细的阅读这几年来，尤其这近几个月或者说近周来的那个世界大事。
And if we have been reading the news for the last few weeks in the world,
的确这世界越来越险恶。
And it is true that the world is becoming more wicked.
整个地貌、整个地文、那整个气候都正在恶化下去。
And the whole world climate is getting worse.
但是呢，我们有主当我们依靠。
But we have the Lord as our reliance.
在走这个黑暗或者艰险的道路当中，我们靠着他可以行，可以通，可以到达。
And so when we walk on this treacherous path, this life, we can still arrive at the shore by the Lord.
下午要聚会前，要查考前，我们祈求主来垂听我们祷告。
And before we study the words this afternoon, we ask the Lord to listen to our prayers.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Yes, yes, yes,
Thank you. 哈利路亚。我们下午来查考公元前第八世纪的小先知书里头的阿摩斯。
We are going to study Prophet Amos that was in the 8th century, a minor prophet.
我们旧约圣经在公元前150年左右，就是200年到150年左右，就已经很明确地分出三个部分。
The Old Testament, which was about 200 BC to 150 BC, it was already distinguished into three sections.
那也就是说，有摩西五经，有大小先知书，还有一个就是这书写篇。
So there was the five books of Moses, and then also the major and minor prophets, and also some other books.
我们称为这书写，就是包括诗歌，还有智慧。历史这一部分的圣卷。
And so the other books, there are books such as Psalms, Proverbs, the wisdom books, and also some other ones.
那这样就构成说，在旧约时代所说的圣经，你们从小就晓得圣经，受教育，就好像提摩太，他从他的祖母和他母亲来。受教一样。
And so these books were composed of the Old Testament, and Timothy, when he was educated as a young child, these were the ones that he studied.
那主耶稣在那个约翰福音五章说：“你们查考这经，就这个圣经，知道里头有永生，也是为我做见证。”
And in John chapter 5, Jesus said that you study the scriptures, and this is the same scripture that testifies of me.
那旧约就也让这些使徒们在运用在强调主的应许已经实现在当时使徒的世代了。
And the apostles also witnessed of this Old Testament, the scriptures, to say that it was fulfilled in the time of the Lord Jesus.
所以新约应该在公元后以后慢慢成为就我们叫做成正典的这样的历程里头来形成的。
And so the New Testament came about after the canonization happened.
好，我们今天就查考大小先知书里头的小先知那个阿摩斯。
So today we're going to study one of the minor prophets, Amos.
旧约的书卷有三大，就大三的篇幅长的先知书，或叫书卷。
And so in the Old Testament, there are three longer books.
那就是以赛亚、耶利米、以西结。
Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel.
那另外十二个小先知书就变成另外第四书卷。
And the other 12 minor prophet books became this fourth book.
所以说希伯来圣经是三大先知还有一个小先知书。
And so this Hebrew Bible is composed of the three major prophets and also the minor prophets.
那我们查考的阿摩斯，你看跟弥迦、和西阿，还有一个第一个以赛亚是同一个，大概第八世纪，公元前八世纪以前神的先知。
And so a prophet Micah, Hosea, and Isaiah, they were about prophets in the 8th century BC.
那我们来查考阿摩斯的世代跟他的信息。
So let us study the time of Amos and also his message.
圣经有两个名叫做耶罗波安的君王，北朝的君王。
In the Northern Kingdom, there were two kings named Jeroboam.
第一世是在所罗门的下一代，就马上分裂成为北朝。
The first one was right after King Solomon, and is split into the Northern Kingdom.
在公元前的920年左右。
And about 920 BC.
那么在180年后。
And after 180 years later.
出现耶罗波安第二世。
Jeroboam the second came about.
刚才说的这个四个小先知书的当代的君王。
And then so he was the king during the four minor prophets that we mentioned.
也是列王记下十四章记载的那个耶罗波安。
And he was also the same king that was recorded in Second Chronicles chapter 14.
列王记下。
Second Kings chapter 14.
那他当时国运很昌盛。
In his time, his kingdom was prosperous.
民生经济非常富裕。
And the economy was doing well.
可是当时已经出现很强大的这亚述帝国。
But at that time, the kingdom of Assyria was very strong.
那亚述帝国大概在公元前750年以后，慢慢的这个整顿他的军旅，而且就是在国力坚强加强起来。
And so after about 750 BC, the kingdom of Assyria started to become very strong and organized their army.
那就今天的伊拉克的古国，就是亚述或者巴比伦国。那亚述就开始就往西边啊，往西南边来侵略。
And so this is the current day Iraq, and his predecessors were the Assyrians and the Babylonians. And
所以说，你看到的圣经这个小先知书的何西啊，或者是这个阿摩斯，已经要面临到到20-30年后就会被亚述毁灭的那种局面。
And so when we read the book of Hosea and Amos, they were in a time where after 20 to 30 years later, they would have been destroyed by the Assyrians.
因为以色列末代皇这个君王就是何西亚，何西亚，
and,
何西亚都一样的发音哈。
And one of the last kings, Hosea, he was the king.
那他统治年间是732到724，已经要到。被颠覆王国的那个末代了。
And his reign was during 732 to 724 BC, and it was towards the end of the kingdom.
但是呢，在阿摩斯，他是更前点，就在刚才说的耶罗波安第二世。
But at the time of Amos, he was before them, and it was during the time of Jeroboam the second.
公元前786到746，这个40年。昌盛时期。
And it was during 786 to 746 BC. It was a prosperous time.
但是不久以后，亚述就会来攻灭，来围攻撒玛利亚城，最后把它毁灭掉了。
But soon after, the Assyrian army surrounded the city of Samaria and destroyed it.
就好像今天我们面临到地球渐暖，那个生物的品种越来越减少。
And just like today, we are encountering this global warming, and the species are dying.
然后人类的那个道德越来越沉沦，乱性的东西事件层出不穷的。
And the morality of men are getting worse. There are transsexuals.
那时候有自觉使命的或神感召的这些叫做，比如说，有先知先觉的人来提醒说要注意了，地球越来越恶化。
And then so there are people who are foreseeing this. They cry out saying that we need to pay attention to this.
那政治的、经济、社会也在混乱当中，一定有神人这一类的人出来警告。
And during the time when the politics and everything else is going chaotic, there are men of God who come out and warn.
那现在也是如此的情形。
And it is the same right now.
那就是说，他的信息对当代是有时代意义的。
And so his message was very meaningful to the people at his time.
尤其在警戒说，假定百姓再不来守道，他们假定不离开恶道来悔改的话。会遭受到灭亡的厄运。
And he warned the people that if they do not turn back from their evil ways, then they would face this a result of destruction.
一定会临到的结局到。
And their end would surely come.
那我们先来看阿摩斯书第八章。
Let's turn to Amos chapter 8.
这里有一个很有趣味的，让人家深深来感受的一个意象。
In Amos chapter 8, there was a vision that was very interesting.
那意思就是说，这是神借着阿摩斯来传警告的一种传递的方法。
It was a way that God wanted Amos to preach this message.
那就是意象。
And it was a vision.
除了神的语言、先知语言以外，用意象来指示说将要发生的事。
Other than the words of the prophets, God showed him what would happen in the future by the vision.
那第八章呢，可以说是阿摩斯书的五个意象的最后的第四个。
And so chapter 8 was out of the five visions in the book of Amos, the fourth
one. 那我们先从第八章的第四个意象来考察。
And so let us study chapter 8, this fourth vision.
那神就让阿摩斯看到这个意象中。一篓那个夏天的果子。
So God showed Amos a basket of summer fruit.
这个意象就代表意义的。
And so since it was a vision, it carried meaning.
因为不是只有看这个物体。 固定的形象，它有背后的那个代表意义在里头。
Because it's not just the physical object itself, there is meaning behind what he saw.
那阿摩斯看到意象是说夏天的果子，真的是一个果子。So
what Amos saw was the summer fruit, and it was a summer fruit.
可是夏天，再加上就假定当地的天气没有冰箱，没有冷藏的话，渐渐的腐烂。
But then, according to the weather, they did not have any refrigerator, so it started to rot.
那神问他说, 阿摩斯，你看到什么？
So the Lord asked him, Amos, what do you see?
那他照实说, 夏天的果子。
And he said, according to what he saw, a basket of summer fruit.
那但是在圣经里头常常有我们这语音的转变和谐音字和谐音字的转变。
But then in the Bible, there are words that are homonyms.
我们有时候说 onomatopoeia 那这个一个希腊字，比如说这个音是这个，但是它有谐音，有别的代表意义的字眼。
So in the sounds of the Latin words, they have the same sounds, but they represent different meanings.
但是说这个发音就是说你看到什么？我看到他用希伯来发音的话，我看到 cats。 啊，开枝的这样的一个夏天的果子。
And so in Hebrew, when God asked him, "What did you see?" He says, "Kesed."
那我们就用 Q E S 下边下点一点这枝的音 ，K Q E 啊 S 加点 Kets 哦，你看到的是夏天果子这样的发音。
So we can use this as Q E S Kes.
那但神说，是的，是的，是。 卡一次啊，加个 AI 的音，变不是一的音了。And
God said, yes, but he said 卡一次。那就意思说结局，结局啊，不是夏天的果子而已，是结局的意义了。Meaning that it is the end.
那为什么夏天果子腐烂不重用，就要被人丢弃？Because
the summer fruit, once it rots, then it's going to be thrown away.
那现同样道理，现在整个以色列恶民，就是邪恶的以色列家，不悔改、不行善，神要丢弃他们。And
so the same situation with the Israelites, they did not turn back from their wicked ways, and God would throw them away.
难怪这夏天果子，一方面代表来说是会腐烂丢弃，一方面又从属灵意义或者更高的意义来讲，代表这个整个国运。 将要变成腐烂的果子，被神丢弃，要被亚述会毁灭一样的道理。And
so not only is this rotten, it will be thrown away, but on a higher level, the whole kingdom will be destroyed by Assyria.
所以先知书常常有这个我们叫 paronomasia 这一个字哈，这样的转音，就是说词义，叫词义，那它这个词词啊不一样啊词同。 但意义，就是说一下子一个字眼发音不一样，就变成不同的意义的意思。So
we see a lot of these different sounding words, but carries different meanings in the book of the prophets.
那其实圣经有很多例子。And
there are many examples in the Bible.
我们用新约来说吧。So
let's use the New Testament as an example.
那个施洗约翰对这些来就近来悔改洗礼的这些。 税吏啦，和边丁啦，和法利赛人，他这样的斥责。
John the Baptist rebuked these people who came to receive baptism, like the tax collectors and the soldiers and the Pharisees.
他就骂他们这些不行义的这些法利赛人、文士或者是这边丁税吏，他们是好像毒蛇的种类，不是很公正、很清廉。
So he rebuked these people, the soldiers and the Pharisees and the scribes and the tax collectors, because they were not doing what was right, and he called them brood of vipers.
所以他用旧约圣经神很烈怒的处罚恶人的那形象来说，你们假定不悔改，那就会刀那个斧头在树根上头把你们砍掉，用火来焚烧。
And so he used an image in the Old Testament of God's judgment, saying that the axe is already at the root, God would burn you up.
而且警戒他们，假定他们以为是天之骄子，神的选民。
And he also warned them because they believed that they were the chosen people of God.
他们是亚伯兰的子孙。
And they were the children of Abraham.
那这个子孙这个字眼。
this offspring or the offspring of Abraham.
那他就说。 他会从石头兴起子孙啊，就别的子孙来代替亚伯兰的子孙。
And so John the Baptist said that God can raise up these God can raise up offspring from the stones.
啊，所以其实这个石头、子孙也是一样的，同一个字发音改一下，变两个意义了。
And so the sounding of the word stone and offspring are very similar, but you just change the sound and the meaning changes.
那个子、儿子、子孙长或者后裔这个字。 在希伯来文，我们叫做 ben 啊 ben 方便的 ben 的发音。And
so the word offspring in Hebrew is sounding like ben.
或者是用亚兰语这样巴的音，巴约拿，这约拿的儿子啊，这样的巴的发音。And
in Aramaic, it's the ba sound.
都是儿子、子孙、后代的意思。
Meaning the son of or the offspring.
那换句话说，神有能力叫你们以为是亚伯兰的。 的子孙，可是神会从另外一个地方石头兴起代替亚伯兰的子孙。
And telling them that you think that you are the offspring of Abraham, but God has the power to raise up another offspring somewhere else.
所以从石头兴起子孙就变成一个谐音字。
And so the phrase from the offspring will be raised from stones, it becomes a homonym.
对，圣经有这么就大概好几个这样的例子。
And there are many different examples in the Bible.
那么神很严厉的对阿摩斯说，是的，这夏天果子，照我的发音应该是结局，而不是单单果子。
And so the Lord said to Amos, yes, a basket of summer fruit, but according to the sounding of the Lord, it meant the end.
所以同样的科兹的音，阿摩斯看的是A的音，但神却要说阿伊的音。
And so they both sound like Kes, but Amos said the A sound and God made it a Yi sound.
所以一样的希伯来字母科的音跟兹的音，你在中间母音一改一插拉长就不一样了。
And so in Hebrew, once you change that vowel in the middle, the meaning changes completely.
这其实在说神要让亚述来毁灭北朝以色列。
And it explained the fact that God was going to use the kingdom of Assyria to destroy the northern kingdom, and the end was coming soon.
这个预言或这个意象的表达。
And this vision expresses.
到了第九章最后的第五个意象，就一节一到四节以下了。
Until chapter 9, this fifth vision.
就说神真的要击打百姓，也击打神的圣所，伯特利。
God would strike the people and the temple at Bethel.
那他用刀杀戮，没有一个人跟逃跑。And
the sword would come and no one would escape.
他们希望说大山小山的遮蔽他们，可是大山小山压倒他们。And
they wanted to hide from the mountain, in the mountains, but the mountains would actually crush them.
好像欧巴底亚是说要飞鹰到的。 空中去，神也把他拉下来一样，没有地方可逃避躲藏的。And
just like what was said in Obadiah, that they wanted to escape on the eagles, but God would grab them down. There's nowhere to hide.
所以从这个意象第四个、第五个，我们已经看到神昭示这个北朝要被亚述来毁灭。
And so from the fourth and the fifth vision, we could see that God would call the kingdom of Assyria to destroy them.
那我们现在来看列王记。
Let's turn to the Kings.
列王记下十七章。
Second Kings chapter 17.
列王记下十七章。
Second Kings chapter 17.
这描写这个以色列王朝的毁灭。
And this described the destruction of the kingdom of Israel.
那我们看到这个何西亚王，就阿摩斯书的那个王。 就在第一节。
And so we see in verse 1, King Hoshea, which was the king of Amos.
他在撒玛利亚京城，这撒玛利亚地是一个区域，也是个城，是都京都的意思。在那京城做王九年，就732到724这个期间。
And so we see in verse 1 that he was the king of Israel in Samaria. He reigned from 732 to 724.
那请看第三节，亚述王。
Let's read verse 3, the king of Assyria.
Shamanesa, 这个就是Shamanesa, 就来攻打这何西亚。
So the king of Assyria, Shalmaneser, he went and attacked Hoshea.
他是公元前727到722的亚述王。
And he was a king of Assyria from 727 to 722 BC. And then so he subdued King Hoshea and made him give tribute.
然后以后他叛变，就好像以后的西底家王一样的叛变。
And then later on, he rebelled against him, just like King Hezekiah. King Hezekiah rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar for Babylon.
这个王是叛变，就违背着亚述王。
And so this king, Hoshea, he went against the king of Assyria.
所以第五节以下就描写另外一个王叫沙贡，第二世，沙贡，第second。
And then so starting from verse 5, it records the second king.
就在722最后把它毁灭掉了。
And so it was destroyed in the year 722.
所以这个阿摩斯他是在这毁灭前的大概20年以前。
So Prophet Amos was about 20 years before the destruction.
就是说他就已经把神的旨意跟神的预告跟那个先知书认为是以邪恶的以色列家来宣布。
And so he already declared the message from God, it was a wicked house of Israel.
所以说神的意象。
So God's vision.
宣告这个国运将要衰亡毁灭。
To proclaim to the kingdom how they will be destroyed.
那这个意象呢，前面我们回到第七章。
And so this vision, if we go back to chapter 7.
前面有三个意象，就是比较简短，同样的描写。
And so there were three shorter visions, the same vision but different descriptions.
就七章的一节开始。
Starting from chapter 7, verse 1.
第一个看到意象就是 locust, 就是这个蝗虫。
And the first vision he saw was the vision of the locusts.
蝗虫其实是叫 grasshopper 或者叫做蚱蜢这一类的，跳得很厉害、很坚固的这个腿。
So the locusts, they are kind of like grasshoppers. They can jump very high.
那你当田农家的时候，你会体验到说，假如这蝗虫过境，那是多可悲可畏的事。
And so if you are a farmer and then you experience how locusts come over you, then it's very sad.
我们看过那个记录啊，就是说一过来还在乌云这样的过来，哇，马上盖下去。
We saw a documentary about it. It's like a piece of cloud, and it would come closer and closer, and then just come down.
几分钟或几片刻以后，他们飞走，就一片赤土。
And then after a few minutes, after they fly away, everything is gone.
换句话说，没有绿色的青苗、绿草或者田间的农作物了。
And so, in another word, there's no more crops, or there's nothing that is green is left.
所以你假如农家人就会哀哭，都没有办法有眼泪掉下来。
So if you are a farmer, then you would mourn about it with no tears.
那意思就是说，这是整年的收成，还有会发生将来的饥荒。
Meaning that the whole year of harvest is gone, meaning that there will be famine.
那这时候阿摩斯，他就看到这种很可怕的蝗灾，马上向神祈祷。
And then so Amos, the prophet, he saw this very scary vision of the locusts, and he prayed to God.
他说，以色列或者雅各家这个还嫩，还娇嫩，还幼小，神啊，饶恕他们吧。
And so he said, please, Jacob is small and forgive them, God.
你要是看到这圣经说雅各，第一个我们当做一个须知的知识，你要是看到雅各。
So every time when you see the name Jacob in the Bible that's mentioned,
或者看到约瑟,
or see Joseph,
或者撒玛利亚,
or Samaria,
或者以色列,
or Israel,
以色列不当民族, 我们当王朝来说,
so Israel is not the race, but the kingdom.
这四个名词都在指着北朝以色列王朝，或者以色列地的北边撒玛利亚地。
And so every time when the Bible uses these four names, it's referring to the northern kingdom or the northern part of the land in Samaria.
要是你看到犹大或者是大卫，那这个就指南朝，便雅悯这个两个王朝的 南边。
But if you see David or Judah, then it's refer or Benjamin, it refers to the southern kingdom.
那所以这个历史啊，普通的出现的字眼。
And so these are the words that is commonly used historically.
亚摩斯代求说：“雅各以色列家还是很娇嫩、很软弱小，神，请你来饶恕他们。”
And so Prophet Amos prayed for Jacob, for the kingdom of Israel, because he's small. So God, please forgive them.
那神英文叫 relent， 就神就转意了。我们有时候我们翻作悔改啊，不懊悔，那懊悔不当，应该说神就转念转意了。
And so the Lord relented or changed his mind about it.
那他就好不降灾。
And so he said, it shall not be.
可是第二灾就看了，马上就有火灾就出现。
But then the second calamity, the fire came about.
那这个火灾一过就很厉害。
And the fire was very strong.
我们近两三年南加州的山区啦，甚至Santa Barbara 这一带啦，就 Oceanside Southern Oak 这一带都是大火。
So in recent years in Southern California, we saw many great fires in the area of the inland area.
豪宅的房屋啊都被烧尽了。
And so a lot of the huge mansions, they were burned up.
想象我们自己站在废墟那个烧焦的焦土上头。
And if we could imagine ourselves standing on top of the burned soil.
不但这一家，还有整个山，然后山坡，整个市镇都不见了，或者变成焦土了。
Not just that one particular house, but if the whole city, the whole place became burned.
那你就会觉得非常伤心，非常沮丧。
And then you feel very sad and depressed.
那是阿摩斯同样的语言说啊，这个雅各家还弱小，神啊，你请你来眷顾他们吧。
So Prophet Amos again said the same thing. Jacob is small, so please watch over.
看到雅各家站立不住。
The Jacob may not stand.
神就后悔，神就转意，就不降灾殃。
And then so the Lord relented and stopped sending this calamity.
那请看第三个异象，已经进入第三个异象。
And so now we are into this third vision.
这是一个相当重要的一个神的标准跟神的尺寸，来衡量这个教会，衡量信徒的信仰。行径等等。
This is a very important measurement and standard from God to measure the believers in the church.
你看以西结书40章到48章。
If you look at Ezekiel chapter 40
到48
until 48,
有两个地方都讲说，你眼睛注意看，耳朵注意听，心里要记住，神的标准是这样子，建殿的标准如此。
And both places mention that pay attention to this is the standard and the measurement of the temple.
另外在启示十一章也有说，神要衡量着殿跟祭坛跟礼拜的人们。
And the same thing in Revelation chapter 11, God would measure the people in the temple and the inner sanctuary.
换句话说，神对他的这个圣殿、祭坛或者崇拜的这个人心，他需要有一个合乎他的标准的要求。
In other words, God has a set of standard in regards to the people and their hearts when they worship God.
所以说这个。这个准绳就要衡量这雅各家的房屋建构是不是垂直，是不是平整。
And so this plumb line would measure the structure of the house, whether to see if it's straight.
很遗憾的，就雅各家这个房子已经建非常，好像披萨斜塔一样的歪曲了，斜塌了。
And it was too bad that the house of Jacob was already leaning sideways.
因为它根基不稳。
Because the foundation was not firm.
已经要倒塌了。
And it was about to fall.
不管是材料不好，建造的粗鲁，偷工减料，这更重要是它的基础不稳。
Whether it be maybe just a lack of good materials, but the most important part was that the foundation was not firm.
那这样说来，它不合乎神，要平直。也要合乎他标准的这样的一个建构。
And then so he did not meet the measurement or the standard of God according to the structure of the house.
这个时候先知不敢代求。
And so at this time the prophet did not dare to intercede.
就好像我们人病入膏肓，已经到最后了。
Just like when we get very sick towards the end,
你不敢再要求说医生啊，救救吧。
You would not dare to ask the doctor to please save the person.
这个以色列家将要覆灭了。
The house of Israel was about to be destroyed.
早就不合神的标准，神的尺寸，神要丢弃的。
They were not meeting the standard of God, and God wanted to throw them away.
所以说，亚摩斯就静止，没再呼求。So
Amos became silent and did not call.
反正他说，那个神说要荒凉。And
God said it would be desolate.
而且有刀剑兴起，要毁灭这个国家。And
there would be sword arise against the house.
包括以色列王，就是在这个耶罗波安以后的这个何西亚王在内。
Including the king, so the king after Jeroboam, including Hoshea.
所以这是我们所看到的阿摩斯书里头的意象。And
so these are the visions that we see in the book of Amos.
这是一个刑罚的一个警告。
And these are warnings of the judgment.
那这个国家或者这个北朝也已经走到已经要被灭亡的一个结局。
And so this kingdom, the northern kingdom, it already got to a point that it need to be destroyed.
那阿摩斯书的意象就把它描写出来。
So the book of Amos described this in the vision.
那我们现在再看七章。
Let's read chapter 7.
这里头有一个很重要的就是在第
There is a very important thing here written after verse 10.
这个就代表说有王室、王宫跟王的圣所的这个代表人物是祭这个阿玛谢。
So this Amaziah, the person that is from the king.
因为在伯特利是这王的行宫啊，撒玛利亚京城以外的。
So Bethel is at a place where that is outside of Samaria.
而且有这个是祭坛。
There is also a altar there.
我们所有的那王家的祭坛,
like a royal sanctuary there.
那是很有权势的一个地方。
And so it was a place with power.
那另外就是说亚玛谢是王，就是好像王的那个宗教人事务的人员。
And Amaziah, he represented the king in affairs to religion.
就有政治跟宗教的势力的。
So he had power, both a political power and religious power.
而且他有他的势力范围。
And he had his area of power. His territory.
那这个阿摩斯啊，他的出生地，你注意看他的Tekoa, T-E-K-O-A， 那Tekoa 是伯利恒南边， 大概。 几十分钟会到的地方。
Amos was born at Tekoa, which was about 10 minutes south of Bethel.
换句话说就是南朝南边来的，来到北部的这个王家圣所跟祭司的势力范围来。
And so he was someone who was from the south, going to the northern kingdom's royal territory.
等于说一个不一的人物，一个乡下人。 要到北朝去。
And so he was like a someone from the country trying to go to the northern kingdom.
那阿玛谢就马上，因为阿摩斯在北朝这个地方一直传警告说，你们一定要悔改，你一定要改正，不然要被毁灭了。
Because Prophet Amos kept on preaching about warnings in the northern kingdom, saying that you need to repent or else destruction would come.
但是呢，你看可以从这个先知的语言跟百姓的反应，可以看到民心呢。
But then from the response of the people and also from the words of the prophet, we could see human nature.
那么阿玛谢就对这个耶罗波安王这么说。
So Amaziah said to King Jeroboam,
就说你看啊，这个我们要说土一点，你看这南方的这个乡下所谓的先知啊，到我们这儿来。
And so he said, look at this this prophet, so-called prophet from the countryside, from the south, coming here.
他在这以色列家，他要图叛呢，要叛变你，传扬那个叛乱的，颠覆的信息啊。And
he is conspiring against you to spread messages of rebellion.
而且呢，他会说， 耶罗波安会被刀来敌人的刀来被杀。
He also said that Jeroboam shall die by the sword.
那以色列民会被掳到别的外国去了。
And Israel will be surely led away captive.
这个是以后应验的。
And by all these fulfilled in the future.
因为那个列王记下实际上24节左右描写百姓被掳被放到叙利亚。 放在黎巴嫩和其他的阿拉伯人的国家里头。
Because in 2 Kings chapter 17 verse 24, it did describe how the people were captivated and they were sent to different countries.
就变流放，就北朝流放人口。
And so the northern kingdom, their people were captured.
然后这阿拉伯人就从别的地方被移植到这个以色列地的城镇来。
And the people from Arab were transplanted to the cities in the northern kingdom.
所以难怪撒玛利亚人被称为杂种，或者宗教上的跟血统上的混杂，所以以色列人看不起，也跟他们有隔阂的缘故之一。
So one of the reasons why the Samaritans were looked down by the Israelites were because they were mixed blood, and in their religion they were mixed as well.
这个从以斯拉记跟尼希米记可以看出来的。
And we could tell this from reading the book of Ezra and Nehemiah.
跟以后的主耶稣跟传福音一样到撒玛利亚人的一种反传统，说不跟他们来往。
And so it also showed that in their tradition, the Jews were not supposed to mingle with the Samaritans, but Jesus went there to preach.
好，那这个意思就是说，那个阿玛谢他就说，这个南方的南部来的阿摩斯啊，他说的话，我们这个国家担当不起。
So Amaziah said, well, this southern prophet Amos, the words, his words are not, we cannot bear it.
这是他对王说的谗言，slander。And
this is the slander that he told the king.
故意的制造这个王对这个阿摩斯的不信任。And
so he purposely created distrust between the king and Amos.
可能产生逼迫。And
also possible persecution.
但是阿摩斯一点都不畏惧，因为神叫他来的。But
Amos was not afraid at all because God told him to go.
那你看，除了阿玛谢说着坏话谗言以外，那现在两个人面对面。And
then so Amaziah slandered Amos, and now the two of them were face to face.
他说的话也是不响亮、不漂亮的。
And the words that he said were not very good.
他说：“阿摩斯啊，你这个先见。”
He said, "Go, you seer."
先见意思就念玻璃珠啦、crystal那种人，Hosea跟 prophet 的意思不太一样，但是也一样的意思，说预言的意思。
So the seer is referring to those who like look at crystals, and it's a little bit different from a prophet, but they both speak prophets.
虽然撒母记上说，从前叫先见的，现在叫先知，认同是神语言的传达者。
And so in 1 Samuel, it talks about what used to be called the seer, while they called prophets from that time on. They are the messengers of God.
所以说你这先见的，你回你的南部去。 说预言的虎口。And
then he says, "Go, you seer, go back to the southern part."
说预言，来虎口，make a living。And
then say prophecy to or prophesizes to make a living.
那这个让我们知道说，原始的这个有先知预言的这个社会里头。And
then so we could see that in the society where they were prophets.
那个先知都大部分都在祭坛。 围着祭坛来做供奉先知，我们英文叫 cultic prophet.
And so the prophets usually would surround the altars, and they're called cultic prophets.
他们有时候是祭祭在献祭以外，还要提供人家的询问、答问来提以指引。
And so other than making sacrifices and offerings, they have to answer the questions brought by the people.
你看那个扫罗丢掉驴子就知道。And
we could tell by the incident of Saul losing his donkey.
那家人就说你往这高冈山丘上头那个祭坛那里去问先知，那你带一点好像现在的礼物去，带一点小盘船去。 那他给你解答，我们的驴子丢到哪儿去了？
And so his Saul's family member told him to go up to the altar up the hill where and then to inquire of the seer to see where the donkey went, and they asked him to bring some presents.
那他到的时候就看到一般的先知从山上在山丘上头下来，带着乐器，然后他们就受灵，就有点迷糊，就说起别改变人格的话。
And so as he was going there, he saw the prophets, a group of them coming down with their instruments, and they were moved by the Spirit and started
prophesying.那这个他受感说话，变成另外一个人，我们叫变心人，一个altered personality的存在的。
And so it's like they have become new people, or altered their personality.
这些就是祭坛来索取。 那个工资的，或者犒赏的先知啊，先见。
These are the seers or the prophets that receive monetary rewards.
那另外你再看以利亚跟以利沙，你就看第一章跟第二章就好。列王记下。
And if we look at 2 Kings, just chapter 1, chapter 2, Prophet Elisha and Elisha.
神要接以利亚升天的过程当中,
during the process of God taking Elijah up to heaven,
他从扫罗网跟撒摩尔活动的这个Rama, 这样就是西北边一直南下，东南下，就要到约旦河。
From Rama all the way down to Jericho.
所以他们经过基甲，这基甲不是约旦河边的基甲， Gilga 是另外一个基甲，再到耶利哥到约旦河旁边。
And they passed through Gilgal, which was not the same as the Gilgal next to the River Jordan, but they passed there.
所以从伯特利到基甲到这耶利哥到约旦河，你看先知的出现一个特殊的现象。
And so from Bethel to Gilgal to Jordan River and Jericho, there's one special thing about the prophet.
就是说他到的地方，这重镇的祭坛都有先知跟他的门徒。
Wherever they went, wherever there was a town with the prophets, there were prophets and their disciples.
那这些原地的先知的门徒就会跟以利沙说，你知道你的师父今天要上天了。
And then so all those prophets, the students, they would tell Elisha, do you not know that your master is going back to heaven?
到每个地方都有同样的那一班的门徒来跟伊丽莎这么问，这么说。
And wherever they arrived or wherever they went, the same group of prophets would tell Elisha the same thing.
那到了耶利哥，在这个约旦河旁边，你就看有50个这个门徒们的学生子弟站着要看伊丽莎跟伊利亚。
And when they arrived at the River Jordan on the bank, there were 50 students who were standing there watching Elisha and Elijah.
所以你看以利亚有以利沙。
So there was Elijah and there was Elisha.
以利沙还有一般他的子弟，在第四章、六章你就可以看出来。
And Elisha also had his own students. We could see that from chapter 4 and 6.
你再看从伯特利到基甲到耶利哥约旦河，一路上都有这个。 这个先知的子弟
And all the way from Bethel to Gilgal to Jordan and to Jericho, there were students of the prophets.
Disciples.
Or disciples of the prophets.
那意思就是说，就是好像职业先知哦，先知班。
And so they were like professional prophets.
或者叫做先知班的。
Or a school of prophets.
对，那就是职业性的。
So it was their job. It was their profession.
不是像耶利这个阿摩斯，他就说我跟他们不一样。
And so Amos was different from these people.
请看第十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
当这个阿玛谢说这是我的地盘，是王的圣所，有王的宫殿，你就回你的家乡去糊口，说预言糊口赚钱去。
In verse 13, after Amaziah told Amos to go back to his homeland and to make a living there, speaking prophecies, because it is the king's sanctuary, the royal residence.
阿摩斯的回答就只是在圣经里头就称为是真先知的本色啊。
And the answer given by Amos, according to the Bible, it is the nature of a true prophet.
换句话说，有很多人是这个是班次的，然后就是他的一个。 一个职业性质的、故宫性质的，来做神的先知。In
another word, some prophets who are doing this for to make a living, they are just the hired workers.
就好像主耶稣说的，是好的牧人，但也有盗贼，也有故宫。
So just like the parable spoken by Jesus, there was the shepherd, but there's also the hired worker and also the thief.
那这个阿摩斯就说, 我不是那些职业先知, 不是靠说预言来糊口的那个祭坛的先知。
Amos answered and said, he was not one of those prophets, not those professional ones that they just make a living speaking prophecy.
他是管农，这个商树，这农业的哈，哦，是田园，还他也牧羊的，所以说农商牧羊人这样的出身的。
So he came from a family of farmers, and also he was a shepherd.
所以神叫他说，你往北地去传警告，那我不得不去。
And God told him to go to the northern kingdom to prophesy, and so he had to go.
那虽然我说的话很好像很难接受，可是我得要讲。
So even though the words that I speak may be very hard to hear, but I must speak.
虽然我会遭受到有他们地盘有势力范围的要逼迫的可危险性，我也要说。
Even though I may receive persecution because I'm in your land, but I still have to speak.
这是真先知，神叫他去，他得去。
And this is a true prophet. When God tells him to go, he must go.
叫他说，他得说。
And when God tells him to speak, he must speak.
他不是一般的雇工，不是一般的职业性的先知。
And he's not just like a hired worker, like a professional prophet.
这是真先知，在我们在第七章学到的，我们要学习这个人。
He is a true prophet, and this is something that we can learn here in chapter 7.
所以我们今天查考的七章、八章，再加上最后的第五个意象的九章一节到四节。
And so we're learning chapter 7, chapter 8, and also the fifth vision in chapter 9, verse 1.
我们被邀请进入到公元前第八世纪。
We are invited to enter into the 8th century.
那这个北朝以色列将要被亚述亡国的二三十年前。
The northern kingdom of Israel was about to be destroyed by Assyria about 20 or 30 years ago.
那神那刑罚罪的这公义审判的信息，就借着这个阿摩斯来向他们宣讲。
And God's righteous judgment was proclaimed by Amos the prophet.
虽然国运很昌盛，民生经济很富裕。
Even though at the time, the kingdom was very prosperous and the economy was doing well.
可是很遗憾的，在这个阿摩斯书，你看第二章、第五章、第四章、第五章，很多描写他们社会的败坏、邪恶。
But unfortunately, in Amos chapter 4 and 5, we see that there were many descriptions of how corrupt the society was at the time.
所以旧约时代的神因罪的刑罚的公义，本性就显明出来。
And so this righteous justice of God, the judgment was shown in the here.
百姓不肯回头，不肯改正。
And the people refused to repent and to change.
反而就抵挡神的话。
And instead, they resisted against God's words.
那有势力范围的，有王家可靠的，那他就继续来逼迫这个真先知。
And those who had power, had the royal power, they continued to persecute the prophet.
但先知该讲、该做，他就照着神的旨意来彻底来执行。
But the prophet had to do according to God's will and according to what God wanted him to do.
世界上真的需要这种人。
And we need people like this in the world.
可以在这个挽那个祭祷狂难之中，能把它兴起起来。能够address the corrupts。所以说，求神让我们明白，我们做神圣经各方面要长进的地方，认识他，而且能够有真知识。
And so, let us do what God wants us to do according to true knowledge in the Bible.
那我们慢慢的从经文里头学到它的文、它的字、字音、字形、字义、它的上下文。
Let us slowly learn from the Bible all the different words and also the context of the message.
它的历史背景。
And also the historical background.
最重要它的道理，就神学教训。
And also the most important, which is the teaching, the words in the Bible.
短短两章就给我们提供这么 后生的那个背景。
And so only two short chapters will bring us a very abundant teaching and background.
那我们把它记住在心，而且知道神的旨意是什么。
So let us remember this in our heart and know what the will of God is.
我们来最后唱诗73首，我们唱两节。
Let's sing hymn 73. Let's sing two verses.
第一跟最后一节。
The first and the last verse.
Savior, like a shepherd, lead us, must we need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pleasures, feed us, for our use the foes prepare. Blessed Jesus, thou hast brought us thy we are. Jesus, thou hast loved us, loved us all. Early didst thou see thy favor, early didst thou do thy will. Blessed Lord and only Savior, we thy love our bosoms fill. Blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, loved us still. Blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, loved us all.
请坐。
Please be seated.
这个叫救主是我们的那个大牧人。
Our Savior is our chief shepherd.
那我们就譬如说我们主内的青年就知道大牧人在圣经出现在哪儿。
Those in Christ, we know where the chief shepherd is, where it appeared in the Bible.
那为什么神以那个大牧人的字喻呢？
And what does God mean by using this phrase, the chief shepherd?
那你要从三代游牧族长时期谈起，他们是游牧的。
And you have to talk about the three generations of the shepherds,
the patriarchal history. 然后你会再从这个被掳放神怎么召聚他们回国，这个巴比伦，俘虏，这个掳放时期来想起来。
And you can also learn from after they were captivated, and then after they returned, learn from that period.
那谁是牧人？
So who was the shepherd?
那谁是大牧人？
And who was the chief shepherd?
那这个是在圣经里头有。
And it's all in the Bible.
那到了最后，主耶稣在约翰福音第十章的牧人的比喻跟实际的指导的时候。
And when it comes to John chapter 10, when Jesus taught about the shepherd,
那我们怎么连贯旧约圣经的牧羊人的形象跟教训？
We would learn to connect the teachings in the Old Testament about the shepherd and its image.
然后我们又想到大家都是头羊，就等于在带领的做会众这些领导人，或者说这些带领人。
And the leaders or the shepherds of the congregation.
那他们在彼得前书五章四节，以后要交账，他们不能强硬的管辖，反而要来喂养、来保护、来带领这些小羊们。
In First Peter chapter 5 verse 4, they cannot rule over them, but they have to manage their shepherd, their flock.
所以我们要从创世纪四八章一直到彼得书，甚至到最后的启示录。
And so we need to connect all the way from the book of Genesis to First Peter and then even till the book of Revelation.
还有诗篇23篇的说神是我大牧者。
And also Psalm 23, where it says God is my shepherd.
以赛亚书的40章11节的说神也是大牧者。
And also in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11, God is also the chief shepherd.
我们做会众，做知识青年，应该学习说，我一定要立志 把圣经道理牢记起来，把它连贯起来，把它运用出来。
And as the congregation and as people who are educated, we must make this determination to know the Bible well and to connect its teachings.
要改正说听了就忘记，听了也好，不听也好，那样的敷衍的态度了。
We have to change this attitude of when we listen to the Word of God and then we forget about it.
这是我也是我们主的期许了，说我们会众一定要进步，一定要长进。
And so this is also the expectation of the Lord. So as a congregation, we must improve.
So, 我们将来互相勉励。
So let us encourage one another like this.
我一定会在神的知识跟圣经饱满的应该有的这种历史文字或者是他的道理，我牢牢在心里头很充满。
We must store the words of God and also the Bible and its historical context, all these knowledge, we must store them in our hearts abundantly. Let us ask God to guide us. Let's pray.
请。